This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs starts now.
I always get calls from people that say, well, I heard, I read that, whatever, fill in the blank. I saw on Google, I saw on the TikTok, whatever it is. This topic, this I saw online, is one that drives me crazy because it's about 70% of what we do. Does paying off a collection help or hurt your credit? This drives me crazy. I see so much bad information out there. Most of it, by the way, from other credit repair companies, even the big companies. I'm not going to mention them because I don't do that. But the two biggest credit repair companies in the country have information out there that says, oh, it hurts you. It can hurt you to do that. I'm going to say something that may seem funny, but I think that that whole argument is a fallacy, and it's driven by the fact that most credit repair companies only want to repair your credit. They don't want to help you settle the debt that you owe and use the money that you owe to help increase your score and clear up the negatives. Remember, those big companies and a lot of the little ones, they want you to sign up on a monthly program. This isn't a pitch for our business, by the way. I just want to help you in terms of the thought process if you've got a problem with collections. I don't believe in that, charge someone $100 a month or $99 a month and, let's see how we do. That method's one we've never done. I don't do it. I don't believe in it. And honestly, whether you have us work on your credit or you go to someone else, find someone that will let you pay on results. I can't tell you how many people have come to us after they spent 6, 8, 12, 15, whatever it is, attached to some credit repair company. They got an agreement, $100 a month. No one that I deal with is more pissed off than someone that paid $99 a month for 18 months to some big credit repair company that didn't do a thing. Anyone you talk to about credit repair ought to approach it differently. Don't approach it from a pricing perspective. What does it cost me per month to fix my credit? That's the wrong way to look at it. The way that we look at it, and there are some others that do this as well. I know, I do a lot of research on the space. Before we take anyone on as a client, we look at every credit report. And by the way, not just we, I look at every credit report. Because before I go into the deal, before you write us a check or pay our initial work fee, I need to know with a high degree of certainty that I can get your credit fixed. And if I can't, I don't take you on. I just don't. So when people, listen, I digress here. My point is, does paying off a collection help your credit? All this garbage on TikTok and Google, I think they perpetuate this concept that you need to not even touch a collection, just let it be. I don't have actual statistics that I can plug in here. I wish I did, though. But I can tell you that about 70% of the recent files we've taken, meaning over the last 12 to 18 months, they've had collections on them with national companies or with utilities or cell or data providers like Verizon or AT&T or apartments. But every time, without fail, when we pay something or settle something, there is an increase in score. So it pisses me off that there's this theory being perpetuated by the credit repair industry that paying collections or settling them doesn't help. I don't have a dog in the fight, whether you go to us or someone else. By the way, even the debt settlement companies, I don't care. We do debt settlement for free. If we're doing your credit repair, we'll settle anything you have for free. So two messages here. Whether you hire us or not, look at those collections that you have and ask yourself if you're prepared to deal with some of them and use the money that you owe as leverage to increase your score. That's the lesson here. Just make sure you know what you're getting into before you get into anything. And the collections that you pay help your credit.
You've been listening to the Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs. If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-778-2000.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.